High 60s and sunny. No fog on Jaguars Christmas Eve practice at the Florida Blue Practice Field. The Jags visit the Colts this Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Apparently it's some holiday. That's why we're wearing these.
I hear it's Krimak.
What is that hat?
It's Here Comes Santa, right? Is that what it says?
Is he coming to your house?
Oh, he's coming. Did you get the Mudiche shirt I gave you for Christmas, by the
way? No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it's in the mail.
Thanks. I'll be sure to get that before the new year. Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice fields today. First preparation for this Sunday's game in Indianapolis. You know, this week is always packed with storylines. The final week of the season, week 17 in the NFL. And really none bigger right now for the Jaguars going into the offseason than Maurice Jones-Drew's situation. He spoke to the media today. What was your feel about that?
Well, again, I've said all along, I think he'll be back. There's a long way to go in terms of contract negotiation. Mojo talked a little about today. It's the time of year for that. When there's a guy in the last game of his contract, last year of his contract, that's going to be the question. He talked about it today. I don't think he gave anything away. He provided a little insight over how the offseason might go. Again, I think he'll be back, but it's time to hear from him.
Well, I know what I have left, and I feel like it's a lot. That's not really up to me anymore, though, you know. I tried to talk, so I'm done talking. I'm just going to go home and relax, and hopefully things work out for the best.
What do you mean you tried to talk?
Well, when I tried it, when I held out, I was trying to talk to the organization about redoing it and all those things. But, you know, it's just part of the business. It's the part that this is the last time, you know, it's the last game, the end of your contract and all this stuff is coming up. And you only can control what you can control. And that's what I've realized over the last couple of years. You can't go out and try to, you know, make things happen. You got to just kind of let it go. And if it happens the way you want it to, it will.
You know, for a guy who's been around the league for 8 years now, with all these injuries and such, he's a guy that really could shut it down the last couple of weeks, but he didn't. Why is that?
Well, I think he wants to play. And I think, I guess, Jaguars fans who have watched this guy play over the years, if you have an appreciation for anything, he's been fast, he's been a strong back, he's been the NFL's leading rusher, but he's always wanted to play. Whatever else has happened, he's always wanted to be on the field. If this is his last game, he's playing through a thigh injury, hamstring injury, he wouldn't have to be out there, but he's going to be. If that's how he goes out as a Jaguar, playing through something, giving it his all when he wouldn't have to, that's probably pretty fitting.
Another part of this last week of the season, of course, it's Christmas week, and a lot of distractions come with that. You might not have noticed by the hats. The schedule's moved around a bit. Today is a normal off day, but they moved practice from Wednesday to Tuesday. How do you eliminate all the distractions? Family in town, holiday, end of the season coming up, a lot of distractions.
Well, I think Gus handled it right. In here talking a few minutes ago, it's obviously they're going to be thinking about it. You can't not have that on your mind. You got family in. But again, when you talk to players in the locker room, I talked to Brad Meisters and Derek Marks about this today, they all say that even though there's injuries, even though you've got the holiday, even though it's that time of the season where things could potentially sort of go off the rails, there's a feeling in this locker room that they want to finish this out. They want to do things right. I don't get the idea of a distracted team. Again, as we said last week, if you didn't know any better, you'd think they were fighting for a playoff berth. And again, as we said last week, I think that's an achievement that Gus Bradley has achieved this year. And, you know, it's remarkable. You've seen a lot of it go the other way sometimes.
The way they responded on practice, the way they are in meetings, attentive, note-taking, things like that, I don't get that from them. So that's great. You know, feel fortunate to have that type of mentality. Sure, whenever there's Christmas and a day off like this, but I think we wouldn't have done it if we didn't trust them. And we trust that they'll come back. And I think that even Thursday will be even a more spirited practice.
Well, the Jaguars are off for Christmas. Back at it on Thursday. John, nice hat.
Me too. I like the hat.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.